Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Man, that all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio, and of course, simulcast at watchda.com, so check it out there. And it's mobile friendly. I highly encourage you to watch the simulcast, because right now we have a big man in a small chair.
Yeah, what's up with that?
This,
I mean, you're by the way, you nailed that read.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank
the Quicken Loans read. And Now you gave me this tiny chair. You know what? I'm going to run with it, and we're going to go with the tiny chair. We'll go. You're the big guy. I'm here, the guest. You could put me down. I feel like I'm sitting on the ground.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do this, but this is the way that it sets up, kind of like an old Carson show or Leno show where the host is actually like 5 feet ahead or 5 feet above the actual host.
Yeah, that's how we sit right now, but yeah. Glad to be here.
Well, good to have you.
Former Boston guy, 98.5 guy, huh?
That's right, yeah. Worked at 98.5, the sports sub, for a number of years, then also at Comcast Sportsnet New England, which is now NBC Boston,
Yep. Which
where you work. Brian Scalabrine joins us. He's a Celtics analyst there, also for The Vertical, an NBA analyst, and also part of the Big Three. He's co-captain of the Ball Hogs, and the Big Three season tips off coming up on Friday in Houston. That's going to be live on FS1 if you want to watch on TV at 6:30 Eastern time. Tickets are available. And the whole circuit comes back. Chicago, Oakland, Dallas, Brooklyn for the championship game later on in the summer. Friday nights are the games, 7:30 until 10:30 Eastern time. FS1's got the games as well. This was a cool year number one for you. How fun is it going into year number two?
Well, the thing that's different is there's so many more players, so many guys that were little tepid of getting in and jumping in with 2 feet. I think these guys are all in. Nate Robinson, Carlos Boozer, Meta World Peace, Amari Stoudemire. Like, these guys are going to bring this game to a whole new level. I'm really excited about seeing like a guy like Nate Robinson, who has a huge personality. How is it going to translate onto the floor? But one thing that people have to understand, it's not like an exhibition. It's not, you know, the N1 mixtape tour. These are highly competitive games, and guys want to win. And at the end of the day, the team that wins makes the most money. The team that finishes last makes the least amount of money. So I think that you know, that's obviously going to factor into it.
Yeah, the Big Three is back. It was very cool to see it come through here in New York City last year. And then the gear is really cool, too. I got a Ghost Ballers hat, which I try to rock. The only thing is, I can't rock the flat brim cap. So I'm like a dad cap guy.
Yeah,
because as a product of the 80s and 90s, I always bend the brim.
Baseball style.
Yeah. So
you know, there's a new, which you would look all right, like in yellow. It's a really
yellow
white Mamba hat that you can rock. I'll send you one.
Now, okay, maybe a white Mamba I could get down with.
And then what you got to do, especially, probably you and me feel the same way, right? You can't wear like the brand spanking new hat. Got to kind of...
with the logo, that doesn't work.
No, so throw some dirt on it, clean
yeah.
it,
yeah.
bend the brim,
right.
the brim.
Yes.
And then you're good to go. Like, but white Mamba hats are coming out. It's going to be sweet. I was so happy when they showed me the picture of the white Mamba hat. It was like, these guys are like making me into a star, and I've never thought I would ever have my own hat.
Well, it's such an interesting career that you had. Brian Scalabrine joins us here on the show because you became a fan favorite seemingly overnight. And I mean, it is translated into appearances in Boston. I saw that you were at a Walmart in Worcester in April.
Yeah.
And so people are just kind of coming from wherever to meet you and to get an autograph. And the Human Victory cigar, that whole thing. What an amazing arc for you.
Sure. And I think it's probably like, do you have a father?
Sure.
Sure. So your father would tell you, look at kid, if this guy can do it, you can do it. So I like present all hope for white suburban kids out there who really have no hope, you know? And then they walk up to me and they meet me and they look up like, dude, you're huge. Yeah. I go like, well, what'd you expect, man? I'm an NBA basketball player. Well, I don't know. I just kind of thought you were like some average guy out there.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm an average guy out in the NBA. I'm just not an average guy in the real world.
You have an average guy that's about a foot and a half taller than you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So that helps.
Like, if I was 2 inches shorter, you would not know who I am, right? It's like every inch matters.
This is a fascinating offseason for the Boston Celtics, who you cover throughout the regular season and the playoffs. Do you think Danny Ainge wants a LeBron or a Kawhi, or do you think that only if it fits does he want it? Otherwise, he's totally cool with his roster.
So I think all three, right? Well, I'm not sure he wants LeBron James. I'm not sure that as of right now, there's going to be a little bit of stunting the growth of your young players when you bring a guy like that in. So I think if you look at it from a Celtics standpoint, or from what I know about Danny Ainge, and this is nothing he's told me, but just like, I think he wants to try to beat LeBron. I think he wants to try to build this team and get to the NBA Finals. But I think the Kawhi Leonard thing is really interesting because he's not a huge personality, but he's a top five player in the NBA. And the Celtics have a treasure trove of assets of different things that they can do. They have picks moving forward. They have young guys. They have rookie scale guys, max guys. So with all that being said, can you slightly improve your team with a top five player? Yeah. I'm sure if Anthony Davis was available, that'd be another guy that they would look into getting. But outside of that, like, how can you really improve this roster right now? I don't know if you can make a small move that's going to help this team like sort of get over the hump.
Well, and then there's a cost analysis as well. What do you have to give up to get an Anthony Davis, or what do you have to give up to
Anthony Davis is not available.
A Kawhi Leonard, correct. Yeah, but yeah. I know that that's kind of like part of the speculation with Celtics fans. Who's the big star we can pull in that complements this team or completes the team? But what do you have to give up? You know, Gordon Hayward was a free agent. Al Horford's a free agent. How much do you have to give up to get a Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, sure.
Does that make sense, do you think?
I don't think that when you think about the young players, I don't think that the Tatums, the Browns, those are the ones that that you want to hold on to the longest, right? Like understanding the salary cap, rookie scale contracts. Jason Tatum makes, $6 million. He's right now, as good as he is, he's a $20 million player, right? So having guys on rookie scale allow you major flexibility moving forward. Terry Rozier, he played above his contract. So with all these guys that are all under contract, if you're going to give something up, you better know this move that you make is going to put you over the hump. And I still believe, like, when you look at the Warriors, to me, I love Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond, but to me, it's Kevin Durant. Like, how do you match up with Kevin Durant? If you want to beat the Warriors, you got to figure out the KD problem first. Because if you don't have anybody and go toe-to-toe with Kevin Durant, I don't think you beat the Warriors. Because the other guys are eventually going to take advantage of you, and they're going to have their big games. But it's Durant that you have to be able to match up to.
Brian Scalabrine joins us here in studio. Do you respect what Kevin Durant did?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. But players can get traded all the time. So why would I have a problem with him making a move so he can cement his legacy, where he can win 5 championships if the cards play themselves out right?
You look at it the same as if he won a championship in Oklahoma City?
No, but I don't think in hindsight, I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think when LeBron went to Miami and wins or goes back to Cleveland, like, he made it like, I'm going back to Cleveland because I want to like help the economy of Northeast Ohio. He didn't look at it like, we have Kyrie Irving and I just got the number one pick, which I can trade for another all-star in Kevin Love. LeBron's only mistake, in my opinion, when he went back was he did not see the Warriors coming. He thought he had to beat the Spurs, who just roasted him in the NBA Finals. And by the way, Kevin Love had like a 40-20 game against San Antonio and beat him in San Antonio. So he's like, no, this is the guy I need. His mistake was that. He should have thought, how do I beat the Warriors? And if he would have geared the team towards that, maybe that Wiggins trade looks a lot different.
But he couldn't have known the Warriors were going to become the Warriors.
Well, he's a basketball brilliant. Oh, my mind. I'm so smart.
Oh, come on.
I remember everything, you know? How do you not see it?
So you're clowning LeBron right now.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, I didn't sign the. Did you sign the non-compete?
Non-disclosure.
Yeah, that you can't talk about LeBron? Like, I can respect LeBron as a brilliant player, but, I mean, come on. The soft cast. I mean, like, he does a lot of goofy stuff. He's not telling the Cavs whether he's coming back or not, when they're heading into the draft with the 8th pick. Come on.
This plays well in Boston, that take.
It doesn't play well in New York?
I think people outside of Boston generally, respect LeBron.
We do too.
I don't know about
that. No, I respect LeBron as the second greatest player of all time, and that's not a knock.
No, I would
that's
say.
That's like, you're the second greatest player. There's some pretty good players.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm putting you above Larry, Magic, like Wilt. I'm putting you above all those guys.
Absolutely.
But like, okay, the soft cast, that's odd.
You mean in the finals?
Yeah.
So you don't believe that he was actually injured?
Well, he had a broken hand?
Well, it could have been a deep bruise, right?
He said broken hand, pretty much had a broken hand.
So you don't believe that he was injured at all?
Well, no, I'm saying, everybody's injured during the NBA Finals.
Okay, so do you believe that he punched a whiteboard?
Sure.
Okay, you just don't think it was really injured?
Well, he was doing push-ups before game two. He was dapping up his kid after game four. I mean, I get it. Look, and I don't have a problem with it.
Is he an excuse maker?
No, I'm just saying the media, you guys let him off the hook a little too much.
And we let him off the hook.
You guys let him off the hook.
So...
LeBron, you got the cast on. What's happened? But why not this question? LeBron, you didn't really try in the second half of game four. What happened?
Okay, so that's fair. But knowing that the Warriors were going to turn to the Warriors is ridiculous because they had made the playoffs, I think, the year before, but they were nowhere close to being a championship caliber team because they had Mark Jackson, not Steve Kerr.
Sure.
So LeBron going to Cleveland can't think that team's going to be awesome and then get Kevin Durant in 2 years.
Oh, man. He definitely should be listening to me on Fox Sports 1 when I was on that. I was like, the next team is the Warriors. And by the way, Steph Curry's the MVP of the league if he can figure out his passing situation. But, maybe LeBron doesn't listen to me. But his camp and his camp, they're so smart. And LeBron, he's so smart. Well, if you're so smart, why didn't you see the Warriors coming? Anyways, it doesn't matter. LeBron is hijacking my Big Three interview here.
So, we're going to get to more on the Big Three coming up here. But so you think... What LeBron is doing now, is it just setting everything up to go to L.A.?
Well, it's just messed up that he's not communicating with the Cavs. Like, if you're LeBron and you're in with the Cavs, you're saying, hey, I really like this player. Here's what I want to do. Can we trade the eighth pick and this so-and-so to go and get so-and-so? But when a trade doesn't work out, like, somehow, some way, LeBron has no idea it went down. Like, LeBron was blindsided by the Kyrie Irving trade. But if you have, like documentation of him saying, so he had no idea Kyrie was going to get traded, but like in 2004, he knew that I really liked Iguodala, but we took Luke Jackson instead. Like, he was involved in those conversations. I really wanted Iguodala, but he had no idea Kyrie was going to get traded. But like right now, you got to be communicating. If you are all in on the Cleveland Cavaliers, then you're like, what can we do with this eight pick?
He ain't all in.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's going to L.A.
You think he's going to L.A.?
I mean, where else?
I think he is, too.
Unless he opts into his deal and gets traded to Houston, that would be the only other scenario. But I guess he's not too...
You're saying no on Philly.
Yeah, I think this whole thing was... It was so bizarre, the whole Philly thing, I think.
And no on San Antonio?
And there's no cap space. It's like, that's an odd thing.
They'd have to move a lot.
Yeah, the Cavs have to agree to take on some of these bad contracts,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
The Houston one's interesting because you can trade... A future first, two future firsts for Ryan Anderson and for LeBron.
Brian Scalabrine joins us here in studio. Okay, so we get another segment with you. So that's where we're going to do the Big Three.
That's why I kind of felt like we were going to go to break.
So fear not.
But are we going to break?
We are going to go to break.
Are you going to do one of those spectacular reads? Because you were good that last time. Like, I would put you on my radio show just to do the reads. Like, I work with Frank Isola, and he botches the reads all the time. But you were like money.
Well, he's just a crap stirrer, that Frank Isola guy.
Yeah, but you're money when it comes to these reads.
Wait till I tell you the story in the commercial break where I nearly took out his ACL in a scrimmage match.
Yeah. He brought me out to play soccer one time.
Yeah.
Soccer's hard, man. It's a lot harder playing it than watching on TV.
A lot harder to play watch on TV. More with Brian Scalabrine coming up next in studio. Watch at watchda.com.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on a Tuesday. We'll read through Trash Tuesdays coming up in about 10 minutes from now, so get them in at DA on CBS on Twitter or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Joining us here on the show, he's a guy who had nearly more than a decade, actually, in the NBA, played for the Boston Celtics, the New Jersey Nets, the Chicago Bulls. He's a member of the Big Three right now, and the Big Three League is returning to FS1, as well as a number of cities throughout the country, Chicago, Oakland, Dallas, Brooklyn, Houston. This Friday, the Big Three's 2018 season tips off, and as we were kind of talking about before, some big names. Brian Scalabrine joins us here in studio. Amari Stoudemire, part of this year's crew.
Yeah, pumped.
Guys want in.
Carlos Boozer wants in. Big Baby's in there. It's like a lot of big personalities, and Fox is all about the big personalities, so should be a joy to watch.
Big Baby's a little worrisome right
no,
now.
No. That could be good.
You think that's good?
Yeah, because you can do the background story. You can edit it how you want. You know, the power of editing. So that could be good. So no, I'm really excited about this year because I think that I think the league is going to take a huge step. From last year, we averaged 12,500 at these massive arenas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
To like what happens now? But and Ice Cube has been really pushing guys like, come on, guys, get on your social. We got to get it out there, you know, doing stuff like this. We got to get the word out there because you guys are the guys that drive the league. But I'm really excited just about the big names that weren't there last year and entering into the league this year.
I think the media access you guys have in the system, in the shows, in the league has been really smart and savvy. Ice Cube has joined us on this show. We've had Kenyon Martin a number of times. Obviously, you've come down here as well. Last season, we did a couple of hits with other players. It's so smart because you guys have opinions and thoughts and can weigh in on all types of basketball. And so it makes people go, oh, cool. I want to see those guys. Oh, this is happening. It's been the best thing you guys could have done.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is just bringing awareness to, we are going to be in this city. You want something to do, here you go.
Yeah.
Come out. And the way that the court sits is like sits in the middle. It's got like a boxing ring feel to the lower level. And there's like the who's who, like a lot of NBA players. Like when we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Russell Westbrook came out. In Brooklyn, there was like all kinds of celebs out there. So LL Cool J kind of like goes to about 5 or 6 of the game. So it's really cool. It sort of has like an all-star game type of feel.
Yeah, big3.com/tickets is where you can get your tickets for the upcoming games throughout the summer. Big3.com/tickets. And then coming up on Friday, FS1, 6:30 Eastern for the season tip-off. It's time for 10 questions with Scal.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions, not taped in front of a live studio audience.
Your nickname was Veal Scalabrine.
Correct.
What is your favorite style of veal?
Oh, man. I actually like the T-bone veal. You know, so it's not necessarily breaded and fried. It's like the actual... it's kind of mean that it was a baby cow, but I do like it with the bone. I like my veal with the bone.
I know. I have this tough moral conundrum because I really like veal, and then when I see it on the menu, like, I really shouldn't order it.
Really?
It's so delicious. I mean, it's baby cow.
I will say this. Like, they do take care. Like, the processing of it is much better than a big cow, which is like... Not great.
Next up, how often do Boston fans offer to buy you a beer?
Every time I go out.
I mean, like every night probably, right?
Well, I don't go out every night.
Okay,
like,
every
who
time
does that?
Every time you see a fan in Boston, they must say, Scal, can I buy you a beer, dude?
While we were doing this show, up to grab some craft beers this summer? I mean, it happened 3 seconds ago, right? So, every time I'm out, someone wants to buy me a drink. You know, I don't wear my ring out. Can you imagine the amount of drinks if I did?
Oh
my gosh.
But in a lot of pictures with the ring and people want to try it on.
Championship rings are ridiculous because they're so massive. I feel like the Green Lantern. What does the Green Lantern actually do? I don't know, but I feel like I would just put my fist up in the air all day long.
So you played on the New Jersey Nets between 01 and 05. Kenyon Martin is an interesting dude. Did Kenyon Martin ever try to fight you?
Yes, once.
Really?
Well, not like fist came up, but what happened is like I'm battling with Donnie Marshall at the time. Okay. And Kenyon's boy is Donnie Marshall. So, you know, we get into a little, not like a, like he pushed me, I pushed him, but like a little fist to cuff on the court, right? Uh-huh. Kenyon Martin came in, it's like, boom, just hit me real quick. And I was like, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm like, I ain't messing. First of all, he's a starting power forward. And second of all, like he's on the border. So, yeah, I'm not. Like, Kenyon is, like, I don't know why people think, like, the real tough guys in the NBA, people always say, like, oh, he ain't real tough. Like, go in a room with him and you tell me if he ain't real tough. They say the same thing about Garnett. I was like, I believe with both of these guys, you have to actually kill them for them to stop coming at you.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett, fake tough guy. Then you're like, oh, well, go into a room with him.
And let me see it.
Get him really mad.
Let me see it. I want to see it. Yeah. If you're pretty confident, go ahead. Like, remember Tim Thomas, Fugazi? Like, all right. Just a ring. They would make millions on a little pay-per-view Tim Thomas, Kenya Martin. Yeah. I know where my money's going.
The hot dog eating competition coming up on July the 4th. Who do you root for in hot dog eating competition? Is it Joey Chestnut, the Dynasty, or the Upset?
I thought it was Kobayashi. He's gone?
The Kobayashi fell by the wayside, yeah.
So you can actually decline in this sport, too. Like Carmelo Anthony. That's crazy. I always thought, like, how can you get worse? Like, everyone gets fatter with age. Wouldn't you think you would just get better at it? Why would you get worse at it? That makes no sense. Like, when I see, like, my middle-aged friends, like, putting on the pounds, I would only assume that they are better at eating hot dogs now than they were. So I guess I'll go with the up-and-comer.
Wow, John, you're fatter and balder. You move less. You must be awesome at eating hot dogs.
In one area of your life, you should be improving in that area, right? I mean, like, we all decline. Like, we all get worse, except LeBron. But we all get worse, except for hot dog eating contest. I think you would improve anyways.
Brian Scalabrine joining us this morning here on the show. The Big Three is coming up. Big3.com/tickets where you can get tickets. And you are co-captain of the Ball Hogs. How do you guys look this year?
I took all the tough guys.
Nice.
Yeah, instead of taking skilled guys, even though they are skilled. Like Deshaun Stevenson is skilled, but he has face tattoos, right? And he locks up LeBron, so I took him.
So in the scouting report, it said length, agility, this, that, face tattoos.
No, like face tattoos and not afraid of LeBron. Give me him.
Those are the things I need.
Well, if you're not afraid of LeBron, because everyone in the media, in my world, everyone in the media is afraid of LeBron, so I'm looking for anyone not afraid of LeBron. And he has face tattoos to go along with it. I took him first. And then I took another kid, Andre Owens, who Andre Owens actually thinks he's better than LeBron. So I took a guy who's not afraid of LeBron
guys.
And a guy who thinks he's better than LeBron.
Heavy money coming in on the Ball Hogs right now. Heavy money. The Big Three is back and it starts Friday. Check it out on FS1 and in Houston. Scal, it's awesome to finally have you on the show, man. Thanks.
Yeah, like I'm glad you're a Boston guy at one point. So it's I started out on 98.5 as well. Bang.
Bang, bang. That's the bond right there. When we come back here on the show, Trash Tuesday and your epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
You are a giant pile of trash.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Will Brinson. We're no trash here, but we do take the trash out on Tuesdays. More Trash Tuesday coming up here in mere moments. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, the best of clips every single day are available on YouTube. Just simply search the DA Show or CBS Sports, and you'll see the DA Show's best clips. They're also available on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Man, Scal was great. Brian Scalabrine, fantastic. If you missed that or just want to hear it again, we'll have that on YouTube. We'll have that on our website, daoncbs.com, and of course on iTunes and in audio form. That was really, really fun. And I love when the in-studio guests are here and we got the simulcast going on, because now you get to see them in studio, and it's so cool, especially to watch Scal sit in the tiny chair. Why do we have the tiny chair? Why can't we raise up the tiny chair? Is this just another malfunction here in the CBS Sports Radio world?
Listen, some chairs don't have arms. Some chairs are too low. Some chairs are too high. And the moment you shuffle one from another studio to another, you get yelled at. So whatever we have, it's what you get, you get.
But that's really low compared. And so all the guests that come in here and sit in that feel like they're at the kids' table and I'm at the adult table. My butt is a good 10 inches higher than their butt.
I honestly did not know until we had a 7-footer come sit in the studio that that was an issue.
But he looked actually normal because our heights were the same because he's so tall. But when you have somebody like Katie Linadal sitting in that, and she's already like 5'0", and she's sitting, she literally looked like she was sitting on the ground.
I mean, is the one Bogus sits in any higher?
It's slightly higher, yes. But so, then Bogus would have to sit in the tiny chair.
Well, and see, and here's what happens. When the show first starts, you and Bogus, it's like the hat game at a stadium. You put the ball under the hat and it keeps getting shuffled. You guys start shuffling around chairs. I don't know what chair ends up where.
I need the tall chair. I can't sit on the floor and host this show. Bilotti, what do we do with the tall, with the short chair here?
Well, let's just keep this in mind. It's been 2 years. I still don't have arms on my chair. So let's say this issue is probably not going to be resolved anytime soon.
Yesterday, Mraz, our epic fail, was him thinking that Jacksonville was named for the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson. He honestly thought that Jacksonville was named after the Jackson 5.
Because of the elephant. I mean, give the backstory before making me look like an idiot.
I think it only makes you look more like an idiot.
What are the odds the elephant ends up in Jacksonville Zoo?
Michael Jackson's elephant from the Neverland Ranch ends up at the Jacksonville Zoo, escaped. We did that story, and Mraz put two and two together. Michael Jackson's elephant, Jacksonville. It must be because they named Jacksonville after the Jackson family. I don't think that makes you seem smarter. Anyway, Paulie and Indy tweeted yesterday, Jacksonville was named after Michael Jackson, D.A., regards Clearwater, Florida being named after Creedence Clearwater Revival. Alex also tweeted, listening to this show makes the day better until Mraz opens up his big fat mouth and makes the show worse. Put a big apple in his mouth like the pig that he is.
Jacksonville. Was that named after Michael Jackson? You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
John tweeted, my God, D.A., does Mraz think New York was named after York peppermint patties? Don't ever assume anything. He once thought the official language of Brazil was Egyptian. So never assume anything. You can always tweet at us, DA on CBS. And so it's a Trash Tuesday this morning. Paul tweets, I'm trashing my in-laws for treating my wife like crap on Father's Day. She's way too good to them, not to mention they don't work. He took a week off after telling me he has nothing in his retirement account. Loser. Hashtag trash him.
Stinky debris.
Going after the in-laws. We know the streets are hot out there this Trash Tuesday. Streets are real hot.
Spicy streets.
Garbage. Johnny tweets, I want to trash the state of California being so expensive to live in. I work full-time at a school. I'm barely keeping my head above water. I don't have enough to move out of the state. Hashtag being an adult sucks.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Dixieland. You know, it's a real shame because we have people that are truly emoting their problems in life, like the tax code laws around this country and how they can't afford whatever, a true life. And here's voice guy coming in with some sarcastic commentary. And it just sounds like we're not taking them seriously. Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm trashing myself. I tweet this show almost every day and always include DA and Mraz, but the third biggest personality on the show is Pete the Body, and I never include him. I got to change that. Hashtag I'm hot garbage. Hashtag get him out.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Get him out.
Okay. Courtney, the first lady of Trash Tuesday, tweeting, I'm trashing awkward teenage couples who haven't figured out how to hold hands and look like they're hanging on for dear life. Does one of you get a bird claw for a hand? Why are you death gripping your boyfriend's forearm? Get your hand out of her front pocket. Hashtag get him out.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Get him out.
It really is true. I mean, when you're like 14 or 15 and you're walking with your, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you just got hands everywhere. It's like a front pocket here and under the leg there and over the neck here. It just looks like one big game of Twister as they walk down the boardwalk.
Yeah, I still can't figure it out. I never hold hands anymore.
You can't do it, huh?
No, you know what? My arm or my wrist just starts hurting like 30 seconds in anyway. It just isn't an awkward, a natural position.
Holding hands with your wife.
Yeah, I get clammy. She's not walking at the right pace enough.
Okay, get her out.
Get him out. Get her out, exactly. Get her out.
Dan goes on to tweet, I also want to trash my uncle for complaining about never getting any sleep and always being tired. Hey, you're the one that adopted twins and then tried and successfully had a daughter at the age of 44. That's why I only had one at 25. I figured out what caused kids the first time.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Man, the streets are hot today on Trash Tuesday. A lot of family bashing.
Hey, let's be proud of the guy. Adoption is a great thing.
Chino Palooza tweets, I'm trashing those coworkers that bring their own toiletry kit into the work bathroom, bust out the mint-flavored floss, and start flossing away like they were in their new robe and slippers of their own damn house, hence flicking debris from their teeth all over the mirror.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
That's a bad one. I have seen the toiletry kits here, but I have not seen anybody flossing.
No, flossing's a rough one, because then you just see chunk after chunk come flying out.
Oh, my God. Just brutal. Gruesome. Disgusting. Jason tweets, Mraz, did you know they named New York City after Jed York? Hashtag Jacksonville. Come on, Mraz. Go back to school.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Again, Jacksonville's newer. New York has been around forever. There was allowed that.
It was allowed what?
Like my room for thinking, because Florida is still developing to this day.
Yeah, but you thought that Jacksonville was new enough to be created during the Jackson 5 era.
Or at least renamed if the family was from there, or maybe there's a shrine to them there. I mean, certainly there's a zoo with the elephant there. Jacksonville. Was that named after Michael Jackson?
That clip will never get old. Evan tweets, I'm trashing the couple who came into my watering hole last week and paid a $7 tab with a C note, then walked away without leaving a tip for the bartender.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Oh, that is brutal. Got $93 in change and didn't leave a tip? Woof.
Get him out.
Dan Silverman. Oftentimes working the web stream, the simulcast at watchda.com, although not today. He'll do it tomorrow. I'm trashing people who try to get onto the subway without letting people off first.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Lola tweets, I'm trashing Kawhi. If you now look like the worst member of an organization that once included Dennis Rodman, you need to take a long look at yourself. Hashtag, is that so?
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
Is that so?
Chino tweets in, DA, I'm disappointed in you. Being Italian, you should know that Bryce Harper shaved his beard as a sign of respect to the Yankees. No. That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
No. Not a thing. Brian tweets, DA, I'm trashing anybody who would pick money over a good beard. I do not want that baby face on my team. Same goes for Mraz.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Courtney tweets, I'm also not buying the beard theory. That's like saying Justin Turner wanted to be a Diamondback when he trimmed his gnome-like face bush when they played in Arizona last summer. It was just time to get it under control.
Stinky debris.
Gnome-like face bush. James tweets, when I hear Mraz go into his Yankee rants, I picture a big old hog at the feeding trough, always trying to hoard the decent players of the All-Stars that other teams have developed. Hashtag oink oink. Hashtag beep beep. Hashtag get him out.
Get him out.
Riley tweets, I'm trashing inconsiderate jerks. Move your caboose out of the middle of the aisles while shopping. You put your cart on the right while bent all over on the left, with your caboose 8 feet in the way, all while making eye contact with me and still don't move. Hashtag get them out.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Get them out.
Chad tweets, I'm trashing Mraz and his Harper take, and all the Yankee fans who think the same way. No wonder I laughed so hard when you and Bogish were encouraging the man cub to use his intelligence yesterday. Get that oinker out. Hashtag Get him out.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Bobby tweets, I'm trash of that fat-bodied unslim again. His voice is just so annoying. That's all. Suspend him from speaking again, please.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Fat body unslim? Is that a criticism?
Who says unslim? Fat.
And you're just getting demolished today.
It's so unfair.
I mean, the streets are hot.
Chubby person.
Whoa.
Heat waves of raging havoc on everyone's brain.
Dixieland Dan tweets, Robbie Rosenhaus is walking that slippery slope of going from eating out of a bucket, KFC, Popeyes, buffets, to eating out of a trough. It's a much quicker transition than what it takes to go from plate to bucket.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Correct.
What we have is Robbie Rosenhaus, who has waved off partaking in the Wienership Challenge, even though we have personally extended an invite, because he is saying he does not like eating hot dogs.
Correct.
This is a man that came in and annihilated an entire quart of ice cream just after eating a piece of salsa on a chip. That's it. Yeah. And then he just said, well, now I need an entire quart of ice cream and a ham sandwich.
And ate two slices of pizza at Citi Field after he having that ice cream that day.
And this is a guy that says, sorry, I've been told not to eat in bulk.
As if he went to the doctor and the doctor looked him up and down and said, you're fine, your diet's fine, just don't competitively eat.
And also, don't eat in bulk. You just, smashed a quart of ice cream in front of us in one sitting. I would say that is defined as eating in bulk.
His whole life is bulk.
Michael tweets, I'm trashing Mraz. The Jackson 5 comment has made the pride of hobos look smart.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Yeah, it's a pride of hobos. Just because a pride could mean a group of anything. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Sometimes I have no idea what is going to happen to the show when I...
Is it Deers or Die?
Sign on the air at 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 a.m. Pacific. And today, our epic fail is my New York accent of Yankee fans... All about Bryce Harper shaving the beard.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Woke up yesterday morning, decided to shave his beard and goatee. Stress on the goat in the goatee. Those were kind of a goat beard and whiskers type of look from Bryce. And show up to the ballpark against the Yankees with a shaved face. Freshly shorn. And of course, Yankee honk conspiracy theorist said,
yeah, see, he's shaving his beard for us over here.
This guy pitches to this guy
because he wants to be a Yankee in the offseason. He knows.
Or Tanaka is doing good. Leave him in there till his arm falls off.
The Steinbrenner family, they don't sign no jamokes that don't shave their sideburns and their beards and their mustache.
Put the stat book down.
Bryce knows what he wants. He wants to come to the Bronx. So this jabron ends up shaving in the morning to come and impress us. Well, that's right. Impress us, Bryce.
How long does it take for a foot to heal?
We don't need ya. Shave and then maybe we'll think about it.
And that's the entire day on social media. Clowns like Mraz thinking, suddenly Bryce Harper had to throw himself at the altar of the Yankees. Which is just so silly. Which is just so smarmy, overly arrogant from Yankee fans.
Hey, come impress us. National League MVP, what kind of league is that? Hey, over here.
The construction on the Belt Parkway will be done before Bird comes back.
Do it here, okay, kid? Do it here.
Like Mraz booing Giancarlo Stanton in his first home game ever.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
epic fail.
Alex tweets, I'm trashing the big fat pig, better known as Mraz, and his ridiculous Yankee rant. Shut up, you make the Yankees the worst. Hashtag oink oink, hashtag get him out.
Beep beep, sanitation just arrived.
Get him out.
This is the way that we'll end on a Trash Tuesday. Jared tweets, Trash Tuesday has created controversy in my family. I've been kicked out of the circle of trust. I'm looking in for the outside. I'm trashing the snitch who started this, Noah, who told everyone I trashed grandma and exposed her lies of homemade cookies. Hashtag screw you, Noah.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Get him out.
Jared trashed his grandma for not making homemade cookies and instead of having store-bought and passing them off as homemade. That got on Trash Tuesday. Noah apparently heard it and now is snitched to the family. This sounds like a controversy we will follow here on the DA Show. We'll have a correspondent sent out tomorrow. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer, Pete the Body Bilotti in the Wheels of Steel, Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com, and Andrew Bogish on headlines. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.